This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Bobby Serino from Danvers High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. And Bobby, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, you have an outstanding academic and athletic record to share with our listeners. We'd love to have you get into both of those with us, being an award that honors both academics and athletics. So I'm going to jump and do something. Usually we start with the athletics. I'm going to start with the academics here with you. Now, you're a National Honor Society, National English Honor Society. Tell me about those two. I'm familiar with the first, not so familiar with the second.
Yeah, so at our school we have a few different types of honor societies. We have the regular one, and then we go into English, World Language, and Art. And I'm also in Art National Honor Society, and within those groups, we kind of focus on doing community service, specifically targeted towards the students in the group or events that have to do with English, per se. Like, we hosted a poetry slam within the past few months for English, and we host various art shows through the Art National Honor Society.
And you must then do a lot of art yourself, is that right?
I do, yeah. I was in AP Art this year. I actually just submitted my portfolio last Friday.
Oh, wow. So now, but that's not something you'll take with you to college, art, is it, as such? Or will it be art? I'm digressing here on you, but what are your plans at college when you go to Union College? What are your plans academically there?
Yeah, so I plan to study biology. As of right now, I would definitely like to work in a hospital. I'm leaning towards a physician's assistant. So there'd be grad school on top of my undergraduate degree. And I won't be directly using art in that, but going to a liberal arts college, I'm sure I'll have the opportunity to take some classes as it's something I'm interested in.
Is painting your sort of expertise, if you will, or is it sculpture or what?
A little bit of painting. I usually gravitate towards colored pencil, actually.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. I had a daughter who was very big into art and had a portfolio herself. So, yeah. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that triggered me away from the biology piece for a moment, but you got us right back on course. So that's terrific. And before I get into athletics, let me ask you about this. Has there been a favorite class that you've had at Danvers High?
Speaking of the fact that I am going to be majoring in biology, AP Biology I took my junior year, and it was kind of the first. I did take an AP class my sophomore year, but it was kind of the first class I felt was truly college level. And I really enjoyed the independence of it. And obviously the subject is something I'm really interested in. So I would say so far that's been my favorite.
Yeah, that would make sense. How about an inspirational or a teacher that you've kind of really enjoyed, you know, being in their class at Danvers High? What teacher or a couple would you single out?
I would say two, actually. My first would be Ms. Sims, who I had this past year for AP Economics. I've had her over the past few years for my DECA classes. And it's funny because I don't see myself going anywhere really in business. But being in her class and being around someone who is so knowledgeable in so many fields really just makes everyone in her classes work harder. And I really appreciate that. Well, and I've also... Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
All right. And my next one would be my English teacher this year. I had Mr. White. I had him this year and my sophomore year, and he's really just a great person all around. He really works to encourage his students in and out of the classroom. So I've appreciated having him a lot.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't have interrupted you. I was going to have a wise guy remark about biology, doctor, medicine, and business going hand in hand these days. But that's wrong of me to do that. Yeah. but all right, let's get to athletics. Let's start. Let's go chronologically, if you will. In the fall, you play field hockey. So tell us about that. I mean, Danvers has had some outstanding field hockey teams over the years. So tell us about your years playing field hockey at Danvers.
Yeah, so I actually got the opportunity to play on the JV team as an eighth grader. And all throughout middle school, I never really planned on playing field hockey. I was pretty big into soccer. But when I got the opportunity to do that after that season, I kind of knew that's where I wanted to end up. The team aspect that we have at Danvers is something that you can't really find anywhere else. We've had a great group for so many years. We've had a lot of success the past years. We just won the conference this year. We made it to the Final Four last year. And the year before, no specific accolades, but we just had a really great season.
It's interesting. When you think of Danvers, you think of the great girls' soccer teams there, and of course, the field hockey teams as well. But you're kind of walking that line, if you will, between the two sports for a while there.
Yeah,
at middle school.
I was.
And so what was it that drew you to field hockey over soccer? Maybe I'll share this with Coach Hinchin at some point down the road, or the soccer coach. Yeah.
I think personally, I found more success on the field hockey field, which drew me to it more. But I really think that it was that year getting the opportunity to play up with the high school, and that was my first chance being with a high school team. I think probably the same would have happened if I'd gotten the chance to play on the soccer team, honestly. I could have seen myself going the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Tell me about the winter track, spring track, and is it distance? Because I know you do the mile pretty well. So yeah, so distance is your thing, right?
Yeah. So same thing. I'm a bit of an indecisive person. I only started track my freshman year when we had the fall 2 season implemented. I used to play lacrosse. So that was kind of my thing. But when I did track during the fall 2 season, the next winter, I was like, might as well give it a shot. And as I started to improve over that season, I kind of began to take it more seriously. And after my sophomore year, I ended up stepping away from lacrosse and becoming full-time track winter and spring.
You know, so you mentioned fall 2, so that's a COVID reference, if you will. So I mean, I got to ask you about this, you know, being a student at the high school during all of this. I mean, it's got to be nice to be where everybody is at right now in contrast to, if you will, fall 2.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We got lucky where the year that everything fell, our class didn't have to miss out on too much.
Yeah.
So we've really capitalized on these last 2 years trying to make the best of it.
Gotcha. All right. And so what other events do you run, if you will, in track other than the mile?
Yeah. So when I first started indoor, I primarily ran 1,000, and then my coach would kind of put me in the mile sometimes. And I ended up leaning more towards that. Last spring, I went back and forth with the 400 hurdles a little bit. I kind of like trying new things. So although that's not truly a distance event, it's kind of the same idea with the endurance of it. And then this past spring, I picked up a little bit on the 2 mile. I actually just raced that this past weekend, and I ran my best time so far, so that was pretty cool. But I kind of like to switch it up sometimes.
Yeah, so you won the Northeastern Conference mile, so that's out. That's pretty outstanding. Obviously winter track. You won the NEC mile,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was during indoor season.
You know, you say you're trying all these different things, Bobby. I'm thinking that when you get to Union, that school better watch out. You don't like jump back to soccer or whatever lacrosse. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
You
you're liable
know
to do that. Yeah,
I'd like to try when I get up there. I was going to do it this past spring, but I'd love to try out the steeplechase.
Okay. Any other events that you do in track at all, Bobby?
Not typically. The occasional 4x400, but the 800 here and there, but I don't really compete in those. That'll kind of just be an added on to my race if our coach wants us to get a few extra, a little bit of a workout in.
Yeah, I get a few more steps in for sure.
Yeah.
I have to share this with the listeners. You are the representative from the school for the NEC student athlete, scholar athlete, excuse me. Also, the Salem News student athlete, and that is a a pretty prestigious honor to be picked for that. So,
Thank you.
Tell me about the bigger picture. We talked about some of the specifics academically, but tell me about, you seem to address athletics and academics with a lot of rigor and a lot of enthusiasm and energy, I think.
Yeah, I definitely try. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to put my best foot forward to it. Kind of this year, being recognized for those things, it's really made me take a step back and kind of see that all the work I put in has paid off, especially at the Salem News student athlete. Some of the other athletes there, I mean, their resumes were just like incredible. So kind of being put on the same level as some of them was pretty cool to see. It's not really something I ever saw myself as.
No, absolutely. And a fantastic honor. And the other thing too, tell me about, our listeners, I think, would love to know. Tell me about your studying habits, if you will. So what's a typical day? Let's say this time of year, a typical day for you. Obviously, you're in at school. You've got practice in the afternoon or a meet or whatever. But what about after that?
Yeah, so right now it's a little crazy because I'm in the midst of AP exams. But on a typical school day, we have track practice at 3 o'clock every day. So I'm at school until from about 7:30 to 4:30 every day. And if we have a meet that day, it's even later. But in the time between practice, our school ends at 1:55 and I practice at 3. I'm typically in class during that time because with AP exams, with AP classes, we have an extended class when we have it last block. So I'm kind of all school during the day. And then I take my time at practice and I focus on practice. And then when I get home later that day, I kind of have to reset back into that school mindset and get what I need to get done.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I do think, though, it's probably, if you can pull it off, it's kind of a nice mix, because to have that practice in the afternoon and then come back, as long as you can stay awake at night and study, that's the big thing, right?
It is. And that's kind of why when I was going back and forth through my college decision process, weighing whether I wanted to continue with sports or not, I went with yes, because I do really enjoy having that schedule, and I definitely feel like it benefits me.
All right. And I'm just going to one last question here for you, Bobby. Why Union College of all the schools? Why Union College in Schenectady?
Mm-hmm. I looked at a bunch of schools, and I went back and forth from big to small. I ended up liking the smaller schools better. But when I went to their campus, I first went for a field hockey clinic. I was able to meet the coach that day. I was able to meet with the track coach as well that day. Kind of just the community there was really what I was looking for. And going around campus, they had a brand new science building. I knew they had a good science program, again, which is what I was looking to go into. So it kind of just all added up for me.
Terrific. Bobby, is oftentimes when to wrap these interviews up, we ask the athletes if they want to give a little shout out to anybody, family, coaches, whatever, whomever. If you could give a shout out, who might you shout out to here?
Just my parents, honestly. There's three of us in my house, me and my two younger brothers. So they're all over the place all the time getting us where we need to be. And, I mean, to say I wouldn't have been able to do without them is an understatement.
Well, in a few months, they'll know where you are, and that's in Schenectady, New York, right? And they won't be driving you every day, for sure. But
no, they will not be.
No, but Bobby, thanks so much for taking some time. Congratulations on the award. Again, combining academics and athletics, and well-deserved. And thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you again for having me.
Yep, Bobby Serino with us, field hockey and track at Danvers High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month here on MSONewsSports.com.